And Kathy Dawes now, along with Joe Maceberg Tomlinson, and she's program coordinator with Summer School, Kansas State Global Campus, Terry McCants, and clinical associate professor, and also program director of conflict resolution, and going to be talking about summer school and some of the plans for that. And Terry, if you want to kind of lead off and fill us in on some of the plans that you do have this summer.
Sure. Last year, we offered for the first time our certificate program in 2 months, so a summer institute where folks could earn their certificate over the summer. And we thought it was a great success, so we are trying it again this summer. We offer 4 courses, 2 in June and 2 in July, and I can talk a little bit more about those later. So it's a real good opportunity, I think, for folks to earn a certificate, which is a real value added to probably any industry I can think of. I'm very biased in the downtime.
And that's that certificate in conflict resolution.
Yeah.
Which can I imagine, and it's pretty intense, I imagine, too, in the structure, the time frame involved when they are doing this.
It is. These are 3-credit-hour courses, and we offer them back-to-back. In June, we offer them, we have a core conflict resolution course, and that starts basically from 8 in the morning until 10:20. And that's followed by our conflict resolution across cultures and context. And that runs from basically 11 o'clock to 1:20. So the first 3 quarters of a day maybe are filled with lectures and activities and so on. And then the student can take that evening to prepare for the next day. So
kind of immerse yourself in the whole subject matter.
It's a very intense format, but it's one way we can do that. Yeah.
And as you kind of alluded to, conflict resolution, it can help in a lot of different areas of business, I'm guessing, too.
Absolutely. We think on a personal level, those who learn how to effectively resolve disputes or conflict can manage a lot of different situations, interact better with people with a variety of personalities and behaviors, and can really set a positive example for others. Now, professionally, conflict resolution promotes a healthy understanding of conflict as a positive force for change. And we also think it fosters such skills as listening, critical thinking, and problem solving, all in demand in the workplace.
It takes a lot more than just kind of a gut instinct. I think there really are some suggestions that anybody could learn from some of the different things that you're teaching during that course.
Absolutely.
Like.
Yes.
I guess, Joe, I know that you had some information too, and as Terry alluded to, it's kind of a new program in the summer months, but your numbers are pretty interesting too.
Mm-hmm. I think I've talked to students about summer at K-State before, and they've mentioned, I just didn't know you had summer at K-State. And some big institutions, for example, Fort Hays State doesn't have in-person summer school. Our institution is one of the leaders in the state for in-person summer school. And so we have more than 4,000 students on campus just in Manhattan during the summer. And we also have more than 2,600 students online during the summer. And so it's a good number of students who are taking courses. And a lot of people are thinking, well, you know, summer school is for people who, you know, they're behind. They're not good students. They're trying to make it up. You know, we think about it in that way. And we looked last year to see what average GPAs for students in K-State summer are. Better than a 3.2 GPA. Most students who are taking summer school are seniors and juniors, and most of those students are actually trying to get ahead in their degree so they can go to graduate school sooner. Maybe they are double majoring. They're adding a certificate like Terry's. They're adding a minor, and that's really adding value to their degree. So we're not just saying take summer school at K-State. We're saying experience more. Can you study abroad? Can you do an internship? Can you research with a faculty member? How can you add value to your degree, to your resume, so that when you graduate, you have those extra skills that set you above in the workplace?
Now, I would be curious, and Terry, I mean, how much time does a person need to set aside? This kind of would take over their life to some extent during those summer months, I would guess.
Well, yes. We know that it's a very intense period versus an entire semester. We've taken classes that are still 3-credit hours, so the work, we haven't changed the workload. So we know that it is very intense, and I would say it would probably take up quite a bit of your time, but well worth it.
And, of course, we're talking about physically in the classroom type of thing. Now, I imagine online, too, we were going to mention today also, I think, Joe, if you want to share any information on that, too.
Sure. So yesterday, the enrollment period for summer school and for fall term opened. And so students will be enrolling between now and middle of April. Some students are going away. They're doing an internship. I've talked to the colleges of agriculture and the colleges of engineering, and they say our students are doing something intentional pretty much every summer, and so they're not physically going to be able to stay in Manhattan. And so we have quite a few online courses for students, so if they didn't get that course that they needed during the regular semester or they want to work ahead a little bit, they can go to the Global Campus website, global.ksu.edu, and search for courses that are online in the summer. And at least one course in conflict resolution is online for this coming summer as well. So if students couldn't do the institute, they could get their feet wet and start.
That's right. Our core course, which is the only required course for the certificate program, is offered every semester on campus and online.
And, you know, we've come a long way when you talk about online and the things we're able to do that way. Terry, kind of explain for someone maybe who hasn't been trying for, you know, education in a while, kind of what the process is.
Okay, well, all of our courses in the certificate program are developed online as well as for in-person delivery. And for the online courses, we have all of our lectures are recorded so students can listen to them at any time. The assignments are all put on Canvas, our program. And so we check in weekly with our students and have either a Zoom session, so a video person-person session, and kind of check in and see how they're doing in addition to the online office hours. So we're staying connected with our students, and I think the technology just makes everything so much more interesting and engaging.
Now, I know you've worked with a lot of different types of students. As you said, this can be applied in so many different areas of business. Just out of curiosity, an idea of the folks that you work with, the businesses or the folks, what they represent when they come to take your course?
We run the gamut. We get a lot of folks who are interested in becoming helping professionals in some way. So serving families or serving communities. People in political science who want to learn better skills in, say, diplomacy, that sort of effort. A lot of folks from business who are interested in advancing either into human relations or negotiations in business, that kind of issue. We have folks who last year, one of our online students was an ombudsperson working with Pfizer in Michigan. We've had folks chime in from different countries. So the online community really is very enriching. I think the variety, the diversity in our online community is fascinating to work with. There's a lot to learn from each other there.
I imagine so. Let's go ahead and take a break. It is now about 9:49. Again, we have with us today Joe Maysberg-Tomlinson and Terry McCants with K-State Global Campus, talking, of course, about summer school. And, of course, Terry, a clinical associate professor and program director of conflict resolution, kind of featuring that today as we look at summer school. 537-1350 if you have questions or comments. You're listening to In Focus.
Cayman weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course and Restaurant, offering 27 holes of chance.